Listen, your sales page is the place where you can connect with potential clients about your online program or course. It speaks directly to their needs, fears, and desires, turning them into, you know, browsers that are just casually browsing your page to actual buyers. So if you are thinking of skipping it, then think again. Hey there, story seller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. In this episode, I'm sharing with you all the reasons why I love sales page copywriting. So before we get into it, for those of you who may not know what a sales page is, I want to give you a quick rundown of what it actually is. And a sales page is essentially your online salesperson for a online program or course that you have to offer to your ideal clients. That's exactly what it is. It's a place where you can show off your expertise, explain the coaching program, the benefits of it, all the things, and basically tell your audience why they absolutely need that particular offer. So with that said, let's jump into all the things or all the reasons I love sales page copywriting. So the first thing is captivating headlines. Why are captivating headlines great? Because they are the thing that people see right off top, just like a friendly greeter at the door, and they are your first chance to make a great impression, and you want it to be a very good one. You don't want people to click away from your sales page because your headline is, you know, dull or dry. So instead of something lukewarm like "Welcome to my course about X, Y, and Z," you can switch it up with something that says, you know, "Unlock your potential about X, Y, and Z, transform your life in 30 days, X, Y, and Z," something like that. Some words that actually pop out and will make them, you know, or encourage them to continue to read what is on that particular sales page. This not only intrigues them, but also hints at the benefits that they'll get from your coaching program or your online course. The next reason why I love sales pages is because of the psychology that meets the persuasion in them. So the words on your sales page can resonate deeply with your ideal client, but only if you choose them wisely. So a touch of psychology can go a long way in making this text in your sales page more persuasive. And this all goes back to, okay, are you having conversations with your current clients? Are you having conversations with them, in-depth conversations, you know, from the beginning that you talk to them all the way up into their transformation points? Because that is going to set the foundation of your sales pages and a lot of other content. So, you know, if you're new to this podcast listening, then I want you to know, like, you know, if someone such as myself is working with you, then I'm asking you tons of questions to, you know, understand your ideal client, and I want to know how they are feeling, right? And from your perspective, what have you seen from your perspective from working with them? So you want to make sure that you are, you know, doing your due diligence and, you know, archiving, documenting those client experiences, those testimonials, those case studies, and asking the right questions as you, you know, continue working with a particular client in your coaching program and stuff like that. So you can be able to share that information, and someone like myself can, you know, create content that really zones into the psychology behind everything. So if you are targeting busy professionals, using phrases like time efficient, results driven, or optimize your schedule can resonate very strongly. These terms or words directly address the primary concern, a lack of time, right? The next reason why I love sales page copywriting is because of the unique voice factor. So your unique brand voice separates you from the crowd, and gives your ideal client a taste of what you're all about. So if your brand voice, if it shines through, your ideal client who is reading the sales page, they're more likely to stick around. That's why I so encourage authenticity in, you know, all of your marketing content. You know, let's say your coaching style is relaxed, easygoing. Well, your sales page should reflect exactly that. Okay, it should not be stuffy, too formal, or anything. It should feel like a very friendly chat, more so than a very stuffy sales pitch. The next reason why I love sales page copywriting is because of the call to actions. And I want to make this clear. When you have a sales page, they're typically long form sales pages because they are for high ticket offers, if they are for those online programs in that area of high ticket offers. Now, when you have long form sales pages, it is so important to have more than one call to action throughout the page. You do not want to have just one call to action that's at the beginning of the page. That's not going to do you any good, because they're going to see it, then they're going to keep on scrolling and get to the end, and you got to make it where it is continually top of mind. Hey, you like what I am sharing with you? Hey, buy now. So you want to have multiple ones, not just at the beginning, not just at the end, because I don't know about you. If I am interested in something and they have a sales page, once I read the whole sales page, I'm going back and forth, scrolling up, looking at everything again. I'm going to read it more than once if I am wanting to make a good buying decision, right? And especially if it's something that, look, if it's a high ticket offer and you just don't want to read it once, you want to go back through, you want to continually digest what you have read. So you want to make it easily accessible for when people are ready, they can just go and hit the nearest call to action button. So of course you want to have one at the beginning, you want to have one in the middle, you want to have one at the end. I suggest you also have, squeeze in two in some other places. Another great thing to do, which is my next point, the reason why I love sales page copywriting, is, the testimonials, the social proof. And when you think about those testimonials and social proof, I think that it is a wonderful idea if you had those testimonials right beside a call to action button, because, people are seeing what you have done before, how you have helped people before. Then the call to action button is right there, keeping it top of mind for them to go ahead and say, yes, I want to opt in right now. So testimonials, social proof, that is another reason why I love sales page copywriting. And, while it is great to have these written testimonials or social proof on your sales page, why not even think outside the box with it? And why not have a video testimonial? I don't know about you, but if I see a video testimonial, I am more engaged with it. And I usually now I am asking people for a while now, for the past year and a half or so, or maybe even year, I have asked people, to share their testimonial with me via video. And I understand, some people, you're really busy or whatnot, but a video testimonial would be preferred. And the reason why is because it's more engaging. And when you include a video testimonial from a satisfying client who's experienced real change through your program, you're just amping up the chances of people saying, okay, I have got to get in this particular program or particular course. Now, the next reason why I love sales page copywriting is because of the structure that meets the creativity side. So even though sales pages have a general structure, there's plenty of room for creativity. You can play around within the confines, making your page both effective and unique. So in the facts section, where you have your frequently asked questions, not only can you answer typical questions, but you can also, you know, address any objections or concerns that your prospective clients may have, and, you know, turning those hesitations into sales points. I also like the storytelling aspect of the sales pages as well. I like the part where I can, you know, share your particular brand story with people on the sales page and weave that into the content. It just drives people on a clear buyer's journey. Now, the next reason why I love sales pages, so many reasons, right? But they're great. They're great to get people knowing about your program or your course and just helping them to make sure that they're making a very informed decision. So the next thing is clarity, giving people clarity. So coaching programs often have multiple components, making them very complex. So your sales page is an opportunity to break this down into a very manageable, easy to understand way. So they're not overwhelmed. They can easily digest what it is that you have to offer. So I like to do this by using bullet points in the copy that I have, just, you know, playing around with different formatting of the words in the paragraphs, using bold words, using italics, just different things that really, you know, you'd be surprised at how formatting really taps into people's emotions and really brings out the tone in terms of how you're trying to say things. So you'd be surprised about that. And another thing that I love about sales pages is, you know, the data-driven adjustments. So your, you know, data is so important when it comes to your marketing content, and you learn a lot from, you know, once you put a sales page out there. And if analytics reveal that people are dropping off halfway through your sales page, this is a clear signal to reassess your content. So maybe the headlines aren't engaging enough, or maybe a section needs a testimonial to boost your trust. So, you know, those are all things to consider as well. When you have your sales page, you can learn a lot, just like in other cases, other types of content where you can learn a lot, like your social media content or your email marketing content. You can always look at these analytics to see what is working and what is not working. So analytics, that is one of those as well. And the last reason why I love sales page copywriting is it just gives you another chance to really understand your ideal client and really speak to their needs the best that you can. So let's say you are launching a online program or course in the future, you know, start gathering the information that you need to further understand your audience. So like I said earlier, when you do work with someone such as myself, you already have that information at your fingertips to share, which, you know, it just makes the process much smoother for everyone. So those are all the reasons why I love sales page copywriting. I also love it. A reason that's not on the list is because I also love it because of, you know, how it can weave into the email marketing funnels that also promote the online program or course as well. So love it for that aspect as well, because, you know, the email funnels, they will link back to that sales page too. So I love it for that aspect as well. It's a great way to really drive people on a clear buyer's journey. And once you have that email funnel as well, it's just an added effect that further just drives your message home. So hopefully this episode has been helpful for you, and hopefully it has shifted your perspective on using a sales page for your next online program or course or, you know, if you are relaunching a particular online program or course and you're like, okay, I didn't use a sales page for it before, I need to now. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. If you have enjoyed this episode, I'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to write a review for the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I love to know your feedback and takeaways from this episode. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will chat with you soon.